Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
John is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, John. What's on your mind?
Just calling about the Yankees, how you were saying about Judge, how he's a great leader, and the Mets. I'm trying to find if they have a leader like that, and I don't see it. I don't see one in that ball club. They don't, right? I heard Key Hernandez the other day saying the catcher, he threw the ball to first. Key Hernandez said, if I'm the first baseman, because he threw the ball to first with two outs, Key Hernandez said, if I'm the first baseman, I will have a talk with this young man in the dugout. Today he did the same thing and he gave up a run. And that means, that tells me Alonso didn't have a talk with the young kid. So
With Alvarez likes to throw behind runners. I get it. And look, they don't have, Keith Hernandez was a great leader. I mean, he was a captain for a reason. He was a great leader for a reason. They don't have that.
This is where I think the Mets are lacking, and this is why we struggle. We need someone in there who needs to be a leader like that. Hold guys accountable, not Sharkboy Walter, because he can only do so much. But they need a player that they can like be like, okay, we get it. We respect
I
that.
Agree. I don't think John, I agree I with think, you. I think last year it worked with Buck taking over, you know, for the first year with this group and kind of getting things in order and everybody, you know, getting in line and Buck going out there being the leader. I think this year they needed a leader on the field. I wish that guy would be Lindor. I don't think it is. I think Alonso thinks he's that guy. He's not that guy. I believe Brandon Nimmo has the ability, but I don't think everybody's going to follow his lead. Maybe he doesn't have enough cachet. So the Mets are lacking that type of lead guy.
I was frustrated when we didn't sign the first baseman that was from the Braves, that Freddie Freeman that went to the Dodgers. When you want to win World Series, you got to go for guys like that. Guys like that will take you to the promised land. And I don't understand why the Mets didn't go after him. I guess because they don't want to hurt Pete Alonso's feelings from first base. But that guy right there is a leader. He's doing real good with the Dodgers, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I just can't believe that we didn't go after a guy like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Freddie Freeman would have ended up coming to the Mets, John, and thank you for the call. I forget the exact situation. I remember the Yankees were supposed to be in on him. It was Yankees, because they needed the first baseman. This was before bringing Rizzo back, right, if memory serves correct. But people didn't think Freeman really wanted to come to New York. People didn't think Freeman was really going to leave Atlanta. And it turned out that he did, and obviously ended up leaving for L.A. Yeah, I mean, looking back, had the Mets, think of how much better they would be, how things would be different, had the Mets signed Freddie Freeman to play first base and had Pete Alonso DH. No, actually, they'd be better off. I'm sorry, I take that back. Why would you want to do that when you can have the platoon of, you know, let's say Vogelback and Darren Ruff, or Vogelback and Mark Vientos, or, you know, Tommy Pham, whatever right-handed bat to complement Daniel Vogelback as lefty. You'd rather, you know, because you want righty-lefty matchups. Why have Alonso be a DH, who, by the way, would be the best DH in baseball and is a perfect DH because he's not great defensively? I mean, I'm not trying to pick on Pete, who's going to be the greatest position player in the history of the New York Mets franchise, but he's not great defensively. Pete Alonso should be their DH. And in your scenario, yeah, they made a run at Freddie Freeman. There might have been some talk at Fleegs. Do you remember what happened at that point with the Mets? Were we just creating that, or did they actually show
any
interest?
There was something. I mean, that first night that the lockout ended, there was something to that. I think maybe one of the reporters put a tweet out that the Mets were going to explore it, but obviously, it did not go very far. And then, remember, there was all the controversy of, did Freeman even want to leave Atlanta? Did something happen with the agent and the offer and the whole thing? So that whole situation was just kind of a mess. But yeah, we did hear from somebody, I forget who it was, that the Mets were at least going to check in, and then nothing really beyond that.
Yeah, and we know that the Mets have the most money. See, here's what the Mets have done wrong, in my opinion, and this is where they should have learned, and we'll take a quick break and then get back to your calls, 877-337-6666. They have invested a lot of money in proven commodities atop their rotation. They have not taken that same path in their lineup. I'm not talking about Lindor. You know, obviously you trade for Lindor. They went the not cheaper route necessarily, but they went quantity over quality with the lineup. Marte, Escobar, Canna. You know, and then even with the trade deadline, like we mentioned, with Vogelback and Roth and bringing in Tommy Pham. Where are the big impact bats? That's why we got so excited about Carlos Correa. Freddie Freeman would have been one of those guys. Trey Turner would have been one of those guys. I know the results, you know, obviously for Turner, I've not been there in Philly, but we were looking for an impact bat like that. Freeman probably would have been the best one because you move Alonso to DH and you get that leader. The Mets are missing that leader. It's not Francisco Lindor. It's not Pete Alonso. And maybe there's a battling going on between them two. I have no idea. I think Nimmo's the closest thing they have to a leader, but he doesn't have the cachet that the other two have. They're lacking that. Maybe that would be a final piece. Maybe it would just be a piece. Here's what I know. The Mets this year, right now, is currently constructed. I don't see a way out of it. They're not good enough. And look, they'll be fine. They'll make the playoffs. I'm talking about win it all. They're not good enough to win the World Series. Not even close.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.